MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Dylan Govender. He's head of supply chain at Investec Business Banking. Dylan, always appreciate the early morning time. South African ports, there was an article or a report out earlier in the year about our ports. I think we were right down at the bottom, and in some cases perhaps absolutely at the bottom. But there is a sense of some momentum building. There's news reports this morning around Maersk doing a cold storage in Cape Town. Are we seeing some progress at our ports across South Africa?
Morning, Simon, and thank you for having me. Yeah, certainly. I mean, we're seeing much improvement. I think it's long been realized that the logistics sector is the backbone of our GDP. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of plans that's been put into action over the last 12 months, a lot of confidence that's coming across from the Transnet executive team. And we're seeing deliverables actually come through now in terms of investment, in terms of equipment improvements. In the last month, we've had about 4 cranes in the Durban port to the value of 967 million being commissioned. You know, and our biggest problem in terms of our logistics has always been equipment breakdown. Mm-hmm. Equipment breakdown and weather conditions. You know, weather, we can't control that. But in terms of the equipment breakdowns, there's been huge investment that's gone in, and it's actually starting to show that the throughput through Durban at the moment for the last few weeks is approximately 30% up just because of these equipment that's been delivered.
That's actually quite a staggering number. And then, of course, the Pier 2 court case has been resolved. Transnet is spending, I mean, you mentioned there the cranes, almost $1 billion. They're looking at 100 plus billion over the next 5 years. There are proper steps being taken. And, a significant pickup in throughput just on, and I say just, R1 billion spent on cranes.
Simon, extremely exciting times for South Africa. I mean, the overturning of that court case means the investment of ICTSI, mm-hmm. A Philippines-based company, into Durban Pier 2 over the next 25 years. That 25 years includes, I think, about $680 million worth of investment from an international company into South Africa. And you must realize the expertise that they bring into our country as well. ICTSI manages, I think, Melbourne Port, Mexico Port, mm-hmm. quite a few international ports. So you can imagine the expertise that they'll be bringing into our country in terms of automation, equipment flow, process management, those sort of things. So, like I said, extremely exciting times in terms of logistics for South Africa.
In a sense, I mean, things are absolutely happening, but we're actually ready in this is very much the early days in it. If we chat in a year's time, 2 years time, there's going to be multiples better off as we gain that momentum and go through.
100%, you know, but, South Africa has always been resilient. And I think when you start seeing the tide changing, it just creates that excitement in the air. You know, aside from that, you've got the grey listing dropping.
Yeah, yeah. It feels a great week to be South African. What about global tariffs? I mean, how are they? I mean, they must be reshaping sort of how freight is moving. President Trump is in South Korea at the moment. He's been in Asia. I think he's landing in South Korea later today. What are we seeing in terms of a reshaping of how freight moves around the world with these new import levies and tariffs that the U.S. is imposing?
Yes, Simon, you know, trade wars are always going to be there. Trade flows, the shipping lines are adopting in terms of which routes are more profitable for them. But there's been large vessel capacity injected into the market. Mm. As much as you have smaller vessels calling South Africa at the moment, creating a bit of capacity constraints, but it's nothing that we won't get over in terms of the resilience of our country. We've seen in the last week, certain MSC, for example, one of the shipping lines, mm-hmm. mentioned investment in South Africa ports just because they're seeing improvement from the Transnet side. So they're looking at building a ship restoration or repair yard within the port terminal. Trade routes will always be affected, but there is high demand for goods coming into South Africa. And we'll always see shipping lines moving to that profitability as well.
How flexible are shipping lines? I mean, my absolute novice thought is, well, you just send the ship to a different port. I imagine it's maybe not quite that easy, but there must be a fair bit of flexibility. If I don't know, demand from some market wanes or rises, the ship is able to respond with a fair degree of speed.
We've seen it over the last 2 years, Simon, in terms of just trade flow around the world with the Suez Canal, the Red Sea, that blockage, cargo being routed around the tip of Africa. What happens across the world affects us in logistics and supply chain in South Africa itself. But shipping lines have always responded very quickly, and according to their profit gains as well. That they'll always look for the most profitable route, but they'll ensure that there's adequate capacity. I mean, we've been through it over the last 5 years in logistics with COVID, with the port congestions, and we just seem to get through over and over.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, I mean, there's tangible things happening on the ground. That is what's exciting. And like your point, we can't control the weather, but what we can control at this point, we are doing it and it's going in the right direction. Dylan Govender, Head of Supply Chain, Investec Business Banking. Always appreciate the early morning. Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.